From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. military officials say the U.S.-led coalition did launch an airstrike that killed more than 100 people. It took place during a battle to retake Mosul from the Islamic State militants. U.S. Central Command said that a review determined that a U.S.-led coalition operation requested by the Iraqi government had struck Islamic State fighters and equipment at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties. What happened in the incident March 17th in Mosul is still unclear. Some residents say a coalition airstrike hit an explosive-filled truck, detonating a blast that collapsed buildings packed with families. A Mosul municipality chief is supervising the rescue and said 240 bodies had been pulled from the rubble of collapsed buildings. Lise Grand is the UN's humanitarian coordinator in Iraq.
We're waiting to see what the results of the investigation are. We know that there have been many, many families that have been impacted by this tragedy, and that there are a large number of injured, a large number of deaths.
The U.S. announcement came after the Iraqi government announced early Saturday that it would temporarily halt the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State jihadists, after reports emerged of heavy casualties. Thousands of Russians took to the streets Sunday to protest corruption and demand the resignation of Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev. The demonstrations, called by opposition leader Alexei Navalny, appeared to be the largest coordinated protest since the massive 2011-2012 demonstrations following a fraud-tainted parliamentary election. Earlier this month, Navalny published a detailed report accusing Medvedev of amassing a collection of mansions, yachts, and other items. This is VOA News. A China Influence Committee has chosen Carrie Lam as Hong Kong's next leader. China's communist leadership had lobbied behind the scenes for Lam, so her victory came as no surprise. John Tsang, the widely popular candidate, came in second place. The elite election committee was at the root of the protest as activists decried the lack of a direct choice by Hong Kong's 3.8 million registered voters. Lam spoke of pulling together after this election.
To me, unity must be built step by step on solid ground. It is through real work and actual results that I will respond to those who support me and garner the recognition of those yet to support me. Deeds speak louder than words.
Cincinnati officials in the U.S. Midwestern state of Ohio say at least 15 people were shot. One person was killed in a crowded nightclub early Sunday. Police assistant chief said the scene at the Cameo nightclub was a very horrific situation. He said hundreds of people were in the club when that shooter opened fire. A local television station reported several of the victims have life-threatening injuries and that officials have not said whether anyone is in custody yet. Authorities say there may have been several shooters. It is not immediately clear what the motive was in this shooting. Syrian and Russian warplanes pounded rebel targets across the country Saturday, killing dozens of people, including inmates, at a rebel-held women's prison in the northwestern city of Idlib. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the prison dead include 16 prisoners and prison staff. Riot police in Belarus have launched a massive crackdown on protesters trying to hold a banned march in Minsk. An estimated 700 people were trying to march through a central part of the capital, part of a wave of anti-government protests against a new tax on workers. Truckloads of police intercepted the protesters and attacked them with clubs Saturday. Hundreds were reported arrested, including journalists. President Donald Trump is turning his attention to tax reform following the collapse of the effort to repeal and replace the nation's health care plan, also known as Obamacare. Republicans were forced to cancel a vote on the parliamentary replacement bill in the House of Representatives because it did not have enough support. Mr. Trump laid some of the blame for the bill's failure on Democrats. And now he says he's turning his attention to tax reform following the collapse. Saturday morning, the president tweeted that the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, would explode and said we will all work together in peace together, a great health care plan for the people. Do not worry. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.